Thanks, Tudzu.
Mr. Kapitza Katudzu.
The kids are on their way out, I guess.
Yeah, mana tena vefa yefa yen endala nan dey foka ne kizi.
I'm letting the silence linger.
Avera ke tu mar charge o lo le fangi.
I mean, there should be some sense of suspense or expectation.
Token easy and say what and where you spend the care na fiandrandrana zay mihitsy.
I don't believe that God is nearly finished what he's doing with us as a church. In Isaiah it says, of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. That means there will really never be an end to what he's doing. And we should never become satisfied, complacent. I think it's offensive to God actually when we settle. Because there are more people that need to be rescued. There are more people that need Jesus. There are more people that need to grow in their faith. And God wants to work out his plans through our lives. I've no doubt we'll discover that that's actually a big privilege. Because God could just send Jesus back right now. He could completely judge and renew the world. He doesn't need us. So if he involves us, it's a privilege for us. And I really believe God wants to do greater things. Even in this church. Through our lives. And so I want to encourage you to ask God, what can I do to be part of that? How do I add to what Jesus is doing? The Bible says Jesus is building his church. Well, we should be saying, how can we labor with you? And so that's the theme of what I want to look at today. And before I go any further, I want to mention to you, one of our members is having a very big operation tomorrow. And Rob and Karina Barber's daughter, Faith, is having a back operation in Canada. And I just want to encourage you to pray for that family, pray for Faith. That she would, the doctors would do well and she would be well treated. That God would also superintend a healing. This relates to what I want to preach. So when you're praying tomorrow, we call on God to do something for Faith. But we also thank God that their doctor's doing an operation. But we're not putting our hope in those doctors, we're putting our request before God.
And
God is strong.
Ar maiere andremant.
And that's what I want to preach about this morning. So if you have your Bible, have a look at 2 Chronicles 16, verse 7 to 9.
Artamzany andro izany dia nakeo amin'ny asa mpanjakan'ny Joda anany pahita ka nanao taminy hoe nony ny ankinanao tamin'ny mpanjakan'ny Siria fa tsy niankina tamin'i Jehovah Andriamanitrao ianao dia afa nandositra ny tanana ny tananao ny miaramilan'ny mpanjakan'ny Siria. Atramin'ny andininy fahasivy. Tsy marobe va ny Etiopiana sy ny Lobita, ary tsy marobe koa va ny kalesiny sy ny mpitaingy tsovaliny, nefa nony ny ankinanao tamin'i Jehovah dia natolony teo an-tananao ireo, fa ny mason'i Jehovah mijery eny tontolo eny eran'ny tany rehetra mba hisehony aman-kery amony izay manana fo mahity aminy. Adala ianao tamin'izany ka dia isy ady ahazo anao hatramin'izao.
Let's pray.
Andao tsika hivavaka.
Father, take your word and push it into our hearts today.
Raiso ny teninao dia ampidiro any anatin'ny fonay izany androany.
And motivate us, Lord.
Dia tena etsio mihitsy izay tompo.
May we go out from here wanting to live for you.
Tena hoe ivoaketo ane izay te hiaina ho anao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a fairly well-known passage of Scripture.
Andala tsoratra masina izay fantadaza.
In verse 9, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are searching over the whole earth."
Ary eo amin'ny andininy fahasivy dia manao hoe fa ny mason'i Jehovah mijery eny tontolo eny eran-tany rehetra.
And he wants to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. So this text tells us the attitude of God is to uphold the people who are walking with him. You want God to help you? Sometimes you wonder, what does God feel about that? Is it an imposition? Is it a problem? But this text says, God is actually searching for people that he can help. The eyes of the Lord are going through the whole earth. Where do you live? Madagascar. On earth. And where's God looking? In the whole earth. He can't possibly miss you. Because he's searching throughout the whole earth. Which means he won't miss you. He will find you. And he will look at your life. And he will be saying, I want to give my strength to someone. To give strong support, it says. Not just a little bit of support, but strong support. Some of these battles that Israel fought had crazy odds. The odds were against them. They were totally outnumbered.
Tena sa sa tamreu odds dene din Israel de tena afa afa minsatria utene peda pelota le panuita nazna lewe le manuitaz.
I want to talk for a moment about what strong support means.
Tiku te iresaka kelum kaskansa lewe fanuana na mayer sa minsne alu.
You see, sometimes we think God is kind of just propping us up a little bit.
We're
going to have to do so much of it in our own strength. God will just give us the last little nudge. But this story isn't like that. This kind of strong support is the kind of support that gives you victory when victory is impossible.
Iti karazana fanapintidele fanapina manmeano fandresen refa we le fandresen otane tsi possible mintsini aza vunazi.
You see, these guys were outnumbered.
Itanarore tulretsano tanwe pelota le ulla manuitaz.
In verse 8, they'd already fought a battle and they'd seen God's victory.
Teonendin fa valur sarö de fanisiat na trenia aritan fan famzena na ton andremant.
The prophet says, weren't those armies huge? They were very big.
Te uses le pamnane fangamule le miaramilana nuitanarö tamrents kuavana pe na we beta pe.
But you relied on the Lord.
And
He gave you victory.
I don't know
what battles you're going to face. But I know God is able to achieve what He's trying to achieve. Seas have been divided. Rivers have been stopped. Walls have come down. Giants have fallen. There's really nothing that can stand in God's way. One of David's mighty men stood. And in the battle, he single-handedly killed 800 other people. There are no reasonable miracles. I mean, miracles are crazy. They're impossible things that come true. That's what strong support is like. God says He wants to give strong support. But it's a little more involved than that. We often look at the support as what we're trying to get from God. So I think, you know, God would support me nicely if He would just double my salary. You know, why do I have to struggle to find the money to pay all the bills every month?
Or
maybe I think strong support would be, you know, God healing something that's wrong with my body. Even Paul the Apostle had that question. He says, I ask God to remove this thorn. And God just said, my grace is sufficient for you.
See,
God was looking at the picture from a different angle. And strong support is not getting what we want from God. Strong support is getting what we need to serve Him.
Ni
And the problem is when we think God's support amounts to personal breakthrough. We focus on our problems and what we lack and what we need.
And
it's not wrong to bring your needs before God in prayer. The Bible says we should petition Him. He knows our needs before we even make the request.
So
it's not wrong to petition God for your needs. But that's just a small view of God's support. You need to understand what God's strong support is today.
And
that verse says God comes to strongly support those whose hearts are fully His. Those whose heart is blameless toward Him. So the heart is pure, the heart is toward God. So if you want His strong support, you should rather focus on your heart. And the question of whether your heart is blameless before Him and it's toward Him. So you want God's strong support? Start by setting your heart blameless toward Him. It works better, life works better in the Christian faith when you are committed to God and you put your trust in Him.
And
I love scripture. It puts together so many ideas that just fit into place. God expects us to trust Him and put our focus towards Him. What this king Asa had done in one battle, he trusted God and they had victory.
In
another battle, he thought he would solve the problem himself.
And
he made a treaty with the Syrian king to try and borrow some of his strength to fight a battle. And the prophet was saying, now you've got problems because you have actually despised God. You've put your trust in another helper. So if you want God's strong support, you've got to put your trust and your hope in Him. In 1 Timothy, it's quite interesting, we won't turn there, you know the text, so I'm just going to explain a bit of it. But in 1 Timothy 6:10, it tells us the love of money is the root of many kinds of evil. And because some people crave and run after money, they've actually ended up in grief.
And
Timothy speaks about the temptations of the world.
The
temptation of money is particularly strong.
Because
money says, I can save you.
I'll save
you from hunger, I'll save you from cold.
I'll
give you comfort.
I'll
buy you health from the doctors.
If tianako fahasalamana avy any amin'ny dokotera enao.
It's a false promise.
Tena fanomeza toky diso.
If you have enough money, money says I'll give you status. People will respect you if you have riches. That's what you think. But many people don't respect someone who's rich. They're out to get him.
I
think more wealthy politicians get assassinated in the world.
I mean,
all around the world,
you
know, people think money will bring them status and security, but it fails.
And
so the world has these attractive support options like the Syrian king was to Asa.
But
Timothy says a man of God will run away from those things.
And
you should chase after something else. You chase after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness.
So
gentleness in your relationships with the world.
And
the very next verse starts with fight the good fight of faith.
So
a gentleness but a fighting. So you should flee some things and chase after the things of God. Timothy says, pursue righteousness. Fight the fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you've been called. So what God's asking for is not passivity. He wants to strongly support those who are strongly devoted to Him. So we can turn to Jeremiah 1 verse
17.
Jeremiah 1 verse
17
to
19.
In Jeremiah 1 verse 17, we read. You dress yourself for work, arise and say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them And behold, I make you to this day a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you.
Faieno kuzatim skin armiuman kalazau am soreta antikuano sau azamatau tairau fandau de atau kuraiktau tayoana tene nau indu izau anau tananam. Tanana mimand siand vi armanda varaina mbatsi leon tanret nan panjakan juda nanni leibe nanni psurn nan fawok fayadi amnao ren nefa tsia leonao satri mombanao amonjanao ao Jehova.
So God has this intention of victory. Battle after battle after battle. It's not like there's one battle and then we can have a long holiday. In this world, there's going to be opposition. There will be tests of your faith. There will be temptations. There will be trials. And God says, fight the good fight of faith. He says, I want to support you strongly, but you must be strong. In your commitment to God. Not necessarily strong in your ability to fight. But he says, dress yourself for work. Meaning, don't be spiritually passive. Get up. Take your stand. Do what I'm commanding you. So you're joining into God's mission. The battle is the Lord's battle. And God says, don't be dismayed by them, otherwise I will dismay you before them. That's a scary text. It's like God saying, don't be scared, otherwise I'll scare you. Don't be pathetic weakling. Don't be a wussy. It's a slang word. Don't be that. Don't be pathetic. What he's actually saying is, like he said to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Why should we be strong and courageous? Well, you can be confident if you're in God's mission that His strength is enough. We're not confident in ourselves. We're not faking being bold. We're truly courageous because we know God is for us. And so what I'm saying is God wants to be strong for people who are strongly relying on Him. And so we should be courageous in fighting the fight of faith. I expect God's strong support if I know I'm on His mission. I don't really expect His strong support if I'm on my own mission. My own mission may be, you know, to build a big empire for myself.
Well,
Sadly, when you're building an empire for yourself, it's got no eternal value.
And
so God's not really going to invest his energy there. But when we're fulfilling the purposes of God, we can have every expectation of his strength. Like Jesus said to his disciples in John 15:5, he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. And he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. We got to think when we read the Word of God. What does he mean, apart from me, you can do nothing? I don't know if that's true. I mean, people who don't submit to God and follow him, like the Chinese, they built the Great Wall of China. The Americans put a man on the moon. You can't call that nothing. It's spectacular. So what does Jesus mean? Apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm not sure, but it could well be that apart from Jesus, I put my shoes on this morning. I didn't get his supernatural power to put my shoes on. I think you can do a lot without Jesus. You can set your mind to seeing the world, and you can save up money and travel to India. You can get a degree in the university. Some of the students that we didn't pray for also passed. And some of the ones we pray for maybe failed. There's a lot you can do without Jesus. So what does he mean, apart from me, you can do nothing? Apart from Jesus, you can do nothing that will last for eternity. The connection between eternal realities and earth is Jesus. God tries to teach us that we need him. But many of us are very slow to realize. And we keep on trying things in our own strength. Trying to solve problems with our own cunning, like talking to the king of Syria. But not going to God for the victory. It can't get much more clear than that when Joshua was fighting in the valley and Moses was up on the hilltop.
When Joshua
Joshua was all the strength of the army, man's strength. Whenever Moses lifted his hands, Israel was winning. When Moses got tired and his hands came down, Israel started to lose. In the end, Moses' helpers, Aaron and Hur, were supporting his arms because he was tired. Where did you need to be strong? You needed to be strong in your connection with heaven. Didn't matter how many soldiers Joshua had. Didn't matter how strong Israel's army was. It mattered that Moses was interceding before God. The connection with heaven determined the real success in the battle. So, in Philippians 4 verse
12,
Paul says he knows how to be brought low and he knows how to abound. In other words, he knows how to live with much and he knows how to live with little. He says, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And he says, I can do all things. In verse 13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So we've jumped from without Christ you can do nothing to with Christ you can do all things. But it seems to me that we can build walls and put people on the moon. And it's nothing. And here we can do all things. And Paul wrote that. And I'm pretty sure he couldn't fly.
So
when he said, I can do all things through Christ, he couldn't shoot lightning bolts from his hands. He couldn't fly. He wasn't a Marvel comic book superhero. I just say that to hear how Vivian's going to translate. That's just a little joke. I just chose a difficult one on purpose. So look at what Paul's saying when he says, I can do all things. He's saying, whether I have little or whether I have much, the success of the plans of God does not depend on what I have, it depends on Christ.
Yes.
You see, God has things that he's trying to achieve. And no matter what it is, when you enter into his mission, he will supply what you need. If you say, Jesus, I want to live for you and accomplish things that have eternal value, then God says, I will strongly support you. You will always have the victory.
De uses and demanded tena no am kera are as fun de sena phone now.
Doesn't depend on how much strength you have.
Or
how much money you have. How big your army is. Israel won its battles because God gave them the victory.
And
they won the battles that were God's battles. So God is committed to the victory. Not our personal victory like some charismatics want to preach. But he's committed to the victory that he's the one of his mission.
And
he will strongly support those whose hearts are fully his. God is committed to the victory even if it kills us. It killed Jesus. And we understand Jesus had to die in order to gain victory over death. So Jesus was obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And you say, where's the strong support? God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's pretty strong support. That's overcoming overwhelming opposition. Even death, God gained victory over death. And I want to put it to you that the final act, the final scene of the story, will always be a work of God. Not a work of the strength of man. You see, you exist by the will of God. The first act, the creation of your life, was by God. God gets the credit for your very existence. He made you. And in the final act, he will be the one who gets the credit for saving you.
And
as you serve him, even if it kills you, he will strongly support those whose heart is his. He will raise you and seat you with Christ in glory. And so in this sense, we can count on God being strongly supportive of us start to finish. It's wonderful. It's like when you engage your life in the purposes of God, you can't lose. But when you engage your life in the purposes of man, you will lose.
Fara afantoka ho any amin'ny tanjon'olombelona kosa ny fiainanao dia ho resy anao.
If all you're living for is your own reputation, your own success, your own fame,
raha ohatra hoe ny any tokana iainanao dia hoe ny fahombiazanao manokana, ny lazanao manokana, ny mombanao manokana,
to build a better life for yourself,
hoe hanangana fiainana tsara kokoa ho anao,
you lose it all.
De ho very avokoa ireo rehetrarehetra ireo.
Jesus says, apart from Jesus, you can do nothing.
Ozy Jesosy hoe tsy hay efa na inona na inona ireo raha misaraka amiko.
But if you're building your life strongly into the purposes of God,
fa raha ohatra kosa ka rafitra ao tsara ao amin'ny tanjon'Andriamanitra ny fiainanao,
and you say, I want to do the things that you are doing, God,
ozy ianao hoe mba hanao an'izay zavatra ataonao koa Andriamanitra,
he says, I will strongly support you,
dia ozy izy hoe anohana anao tanteraka mihitsy ny ako,
even if you die, yet shall you live. And you realize that you don't need this or need that, whether in little or plenty. You know all things are possible. You can do all things you need to do in Christ. And I want to encourage you that we as a church, as individuals, we want to press into God. And as a whole church, we want to be those who are strongly devoted to God.
Like
what was spoken through Jeremiah, you should not be dismayed. You should know if you don't move with God, you're almost moving against God. If you don't put your hope in Him, you're
going to
be humiliated. God's calling us to be strong. Like Joshua. Be strong and courageous. It means you run hard after God. And we as a church want to see people raised up who run hard after God. Deacons.
Deacon,
elders,
Lul,
children's ministry leaders, those who serve, leaders of teams, not doing something half-heartedly, passively, but we know God expects strength of character, strength of conviction.
Pandatsika tsara Andriamanitra mitady toetra matanjaka tsara, fiaitsika matanjaka tsara.
There's Moses, there's Joshua, there's Aaron, there's Hur.
Nisa ni Mosesy, I Josua, I Aaron, I Hur.
There are lots of people in the battle. There are lots of people involved in the army of God. The strong church is made up of strong believers. Who are strongly committed to God. And in the season we're going into as a church, we're calling for God to raise up more strong leaders. You know, a while back I was preaching. We're talking about lengthening the cords and strengthening the stakes. That God's going to increase what He's doing in our midst. And He is. He's adding leaders to us. And as the church is growing and being strengthened, we want to run after God. And so we don't run after just one guy. Oh, Kim, we hear him most Sundays. That would be pathetic if it all, you know, kind of bottlenecks at the lead pastor. I want to tell you, as this church has more and more people strongly devoted to God, you're going to see more and more people involved.
As
a kind of a in advance announcement, I want this congregation one day to be led by somebody else. I want the French meeting to be led by somebody other than me. The church has a team of elders, they should all be leading. We have deacons who are men full of the Spirit and wisdom. And I want you to understand that when one of those men takes the microphone, they are running hard after God, and you should run with them. When a deacon speaks or shares the word of God, if your heart is committed to God, you will listen. Who it is on earth is not important. It's Moses, it's Joshua, it's Aaron. It's her. You don't even know him.
I mean,
you think you know Moses. But the other guy's name soon, there's just too many to keep up with. There's too many guys' names. We can't know them all. The point I'm making is God works powerfully through people who give themselves to Him. Open your heart to run after God. And in this church, you're going to see more and more people leading. Because the battle is the Lord's. And He's going to give us victory as we devote ourselves more and more to Him. And make it your decision in your personal walk with God to trust Him, to lean into Him, to say, God, I want to run in the battle that You have for me, the race that You've marked out for me. I want to live my life for You and Your purposes. And then you can expect Him to come and strongly support you. Don't just expect Him to strongly support you because you're trying to build the Great Wall of China. Don't just say, God, I want personal breakthrough. Say, no, I want to see your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And ask God, what can I do? Set your life in that direction. He'll probably start by telling you how to love your wife. Or how to represent him well in the workplace. But what you'll discover is you turn to do that, he will strongly support you. Let's pray. Father, I want to ask you today that you would raise up an army here. Not superheroes. But people whose hearts are devoted to you. Each one of us can do that. We might not be rich. We might not be able to fly. But we can give ourselves to you, God. Have our hearts, Lord. Take a hold of our hearts. We want to be devoted to you. Even if it kills us, Lord. We know that you will raise us up. Because you strongly support those whose hearts are yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So tapetsaka Kim, fantatro efa taritsika izao raha tena izy a, efa mihoatra kely ny fotoana fa izay mihitsy, tiko mihitsy ilay hoe fantatrareo tadidinareo fa tarako no nitena ity zavatra ity. Samimba mijery kely manodidina antsika ritsika rehetrarehetra hoe azafady. Majereo kely manodidina anao rehetrarehetra, jereo ny akaikinao a, ny ao arinanao a, ny ao alohanao. Amin'ireny olona nijerentsika teo ireny no ana atsangan'Andriamanitra olo-olona to amin'ity fiangonana ity. Amin'ireny olona nijerentsika teo ireny no atsangan'Andriamanitra ho diakona to amin'ity fiangonana ity. Amin'ireny olona nijerentsika teo ireny no atsangan'Andriamanitra ho mpitarika fiderana, ho mpitendry zava-maneno. Anao asa maro isan-karazany, mpitory ny filazantsara. Izahako te hisintona ny saintsika ako ary tamin'ny heriny ako nanao nampitondra etimody ho antsika rehetrarehetra hoe soraty zay zavatra tianao hoe irehetanao an'Andriamanitra. De androany ako te hampitondra an'izay etimody hafa anankiray ihany koa antsika rehetrarehetra zay hosaintsaintsika hoe amin'izao fotoana izao aiza ho aiza ianao. Izao fotoana izay iainantsika izao, inona ny fahitanao ny tenanao manokana? Ahoana ny fahitanao? Ary inona ny zavatra irinao ho atao an'Andriamanitra? Miteny Kimy Mateo hoe hiazakazaka mafo an'Andriamanitra. Ary tsy haiko natsariotsika ny zavatra nitenen'ny ary tamin'ny taoko hoe roa tokombolana angamban'izay. Ozy izy ary hoe tsy hoe nitenen'ny ary fa nampitenen'Andriamanitra izy hoe te hampiasa antsika Andriamanitra. Aiza ho aiza ny etahitanao amin'izay? Inona ny zavatra tianao ampiasan'Andriamanitra anao? De tiako aky isika ny diaritsika na ny kahie fampiasantsika na fandraisantsika anaoty. De soratso izay hoe aiza ho aiza ianao amin'izao fotoana izao, ary aiza ny fahotanao ny tenanao ao anatin'ny dimy taona ho avy? Inona ny andraikitra tianao raisina manoloana an'Andriamanitra? De inona ny de anatin'izay tsika rehefa hijery ny taratasy iny na iny kahie iny? Androany zao nijerina ny didina androany a, de nahita fa me maro tsika no mandray naoty na amin'ny telefona na amin'ny kahie a, de efa zavatra mahafinaritra izay. Fa te hampahery antsika hoe ndao a ho raisintsika an-tanana, ho raisintsika naoty a, hoe inona ny zavatra tian'Andriamanitra hatongavana amin'ny fiainako? De ho hitanao rehefa mijery ianao rehefa avy eo hoe ay, kay ty ny zavatra nampanaovin'Andriamanitra anahako, aika izahako ny ekipen'Andriamanitra anao an'ity zavatra anankiray ity. De tadidio ireo ny olona nijerentsika ny todiantsika ireny, fa misy amin'ireny hotsongain'Andriamanitra ho anisany mpitarika ato amin'izao fiangonana izao. De misaotra antsika rehetrarehetra naharitra niaino ny tenin'Andriamanitra. De engany antsika ka tsy hompiaino fotsiny ihany ka hamitaka ny tenantsika, fa hompiaino pankatoan'Andriamanitra dia samita in'Andriamanitra misy dite kafe ao matika ao dia ndao tsika araka isotry dite kafe.